Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, as we study all these things, you see the wisdom of the Holy Spirit as well. When they did split up, they went two directions.
That's true.
People got blessed in both directions.
That's right. That is true.
When, let's see, last week, we actually made it down to chapter 12, but I want to go back and revisit something. Acts chapter 11, verse 27, it reads, "And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt at Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul." Now, when the prophet Agabus said that there would be a great drought, a dearth is a drought, they had time to prepare. And now these were people of God, mature in the Lord, and the gospel was always under attack. But now, these, if they were faithful, they would be in a position to be a blessing to people. And the voice of the gospel would become louder, because nobody else knew that the drought was coming but the people of God. And they had, and then it says that they gave relief to the brethren in Judea. Mm-hmm. Now, it takes a lot of water to give relief when there's a drought going on, a worldwide drought. That means nobody has water. That means lakes start to dry up. That means rivers run lower. They don't run as they don't swell the banks like they're supposed to. Hopefully it won't dry up, but a worldwide drought can cause a lot of problems. And the only people that will have water are those that live by a big river. So when I read about that, I thought about Moses. In Exodus chapter 9, verse 13, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and that thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed, for this cause I have raised thee up, for to show thee in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, and thou wilt not let them go? Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even unto now." And then watch verse 19. "Send therefore now, and gather your cattle, and all that you have in the field. For upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field shall not be brought, and not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die." In verse 20, "He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses." Verse 21, "And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field." And what happened. So in Egypt, after all this was over, the wisest people of faith still had their cattle and their servants. And the ones who disregarded God's word, their servants were dead and their cattle were dead. And that put Egypt in a position after the Exodus to start rebuilding with the wisest people because they were the wealthiest. When people hear the word, some of our wealth is going to come from obedience, hearing the word of the Lord, hearing.
Repeat that. Wealth is going to come by.
Some of our wealth is going to come from obedience.
Yeah.
Okay, now repeat it again.
Some of our wealth and the length of our lives is going to come from believing God's word, hearing what he said through
his
people.
That's good.
And taking it to heart and doing something with it. If a prophet say something and he spoke under the influence of the Holy Spirit, always be ready to catch those words and obey them, just like they did. And they were able to give relief because they knew about this a long time before it come. They had time to store up water, build cisterns, and whatever they had to do. And with this, the people would pay a high price for water during that time. So if you had the water to sell, you know it's going to eventually rain again. And you, the people who bought your water, they live, and then you'll be wealthy and you can help spread the gospel some more. So hearing what God says, when God says something, it's going to happen. If he speaks through a prophet, it's, you know, the prophet believed the words of God, he spoke it by faith, it's going to happen. And you can benefit by it and advance the kingdom of God. It's always built on faith. The just shall live by his faith. So the more we trust God and act on his word and not let it slip, the better off we'll be. Okay, chapter 12. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the left side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garments about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and knew not that it was true, which was done by the angels, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through the street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came and hearkened named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad," but she consistently affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." And this shows how people can have faith in their heart and doubt in their mind.
That's true.
And they were praying. They didn't leave. They kept praying. and probably prayed in the Holy Spirit. And they, and because this was done, I say somebody believed God for them. But when it happened, it was more than their mind could take in. And that happened, you know, Pastor talks about faith accidents, how people, they get in faith and God is able to do something, but they don't live that way all the time. One thing I learned from the Lord, I would ask questions. I said, Lord, now this is good. You know, if I had a victory, I said, how can I do, I want to be able to do that next time. And I asked him questions. And he gave me things to do, such as study his word. Now, as you take in the word of God, you're taking in a fresh charge all the time.
That's good.
Whereas I used to study scriptures, he had me to study chapters. When you study chapters, you get more vision, you get more faith, you get a whole picture. And when you study books, you get an even greater picture. So by doing that, you begin to be stable in your faith. And you can duplicate victory after victory. It's easier that way. But when I studied scriptures, I would have faith accidents. As I studied the chapters, I did better. And whenever he give me something that I didn't ask for, if he's training me for something I'm gonna have to do in ministry, I put that on the top shelf, and I train for that continually. And then the things that I want, the problems I want to solve, I ask him for wisdom, and I train for that personally, so that I can live by my faith. Cooperating with God is easy as we receive the Word of God. If we don't keep the charge of the Word of God, it can be very difficult. Because you got to understand that whatever is of God is under attack. You can't be naive and say, well, fresh start is not under attack. The enemy wants to find a loophole, but he can't. Because we pray for it. The ministry is under attack. See, he wants to find something, but pastor's a warrior and he got people around him praying. Mm-hmm. If God wants to do something in your life, you got to understand it's under attack too. Satan wants, he wants to find a way to stop it, to quell it, to keep it from happening, to get you to back off your faith. So you have to receive more than enough word so that you can go forward. Now, think about Agabus. That, you know, he told him it was going to be a worldwide drought. On the 72nd day, they could have said, you know, I'm tired of storing water. I'm tired of going to the lake and bringing water to fill this cistern up. It takes so much time out of my day. But they kept doing it till the drought came. And they were able to provide relief, sell water. Whatever they did, they were able to do it. Because they believed the words of that prophet. And I promise you, it's going to take a long time for it to happen. But just as sure as the sun come up, it's going to happen. And it happened. But those who stayed in faith had the potential to be the wealthiest people. But those who did it for a while, you know, that's better than nothing. But those that continued, they had the ability to be a greater blessing. The word of God is always sure and certain, and you have to be patient with the time frame. Keep enough charge to keep your faith on. It's just, since we've been in this room, the lights have been on, and the lights didn't go out and come back on. It stayed on
consistently,
and our faith has to be the same way. And it doesn't take but a little doubt in your heart to stop the whole thing.
Just a little bit.
Because, you know, when he gave me that circuit that time, he said, your tongue is the on switch. He said, patience is like the hot wire. And then peace is like the ground wire. And then you had the motor, that's the works. But he said, doubt is the off switch. So when you doubt in your heart, that turns everything off. It's not live anymore. And the enemy steadily came. I've been fighting the enemy a long time. I know that he came to them trying to get them to back off their faith. Mm-hmm. But it said in the second, in verse 29, that they were able to send relief to the brethren in Judea. Mm-hmm. So that there's nothing to stop your faith. Nothing on earth can stop your faith. We just have to keep it on.
What do you think is the difference between this time that you're talking about and when the year 2000 approached, there were a lot of people that believed that it was going to be that panic.
They thought that the computer clocks were going to mess up and everything was going to just go haywire. But it didn't. A lot of people knew that.
So that was false.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to call it like it is. If it didn't happen, it was false.
Yeah. And see,
how did they know? So what was the difference, though, that is it just sort of,
no prophet said that all this chaos was going to happen.
That's just, I got an impression that lots of church folks.
They got into speculation because it was all over the radio, every day, all day.
Y2K.
They even said maybe the cars are cut off, but the computers in the cars don't have, they don't.
Were there church people going around prophesying that that would happen?
Yeah.
I don't know if they were prophesying, but they were prepared.
Yeah. I know they were
teaching.
They were teachers.
I got barrels also, storing the weed in it. It was a big thing.
We got all kinds of prophets going around right now prophesying. One bunch of folks says prophesying that Donald Trump's going to win the election. It's going to be the greatest thing that the world's ever seen. And the other side says he's the Antichrist. So we got two schools of prophets.
If you're a Democrat prophet.
If you're a Democrat prophet or a Republican prophet. Now, there you go. That's it. It just depends on what your party affiliation is.
It depends on what side you want.
I don't know. We live in interesting times.
Yeah.
But those prophets back there was kind of different.
That's right.
These prophets, overnight prophets, they just say everything.
That's right. That is true, sister.
Those were true prophets there.
Yeah, Agabus was the real deal.
He was the real deal. So many people now are just saying things that they feel they want.
That is true. That is absolutely right.
They won't.
One time Jeremiah told the people, he said, don't trust your prophets, don't trust your own dreams. You're going to be in Babylon for the duration.
He knew what God had given him. Yeah. Jeremiah, you see, God trained Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He trained him from
the first. See, that goes back to Daniel. Mm-hmm. The people that knew their God would do exploits, they'll stick with the word of God. And they, you know, they receive revelation. They ain't going
to. We way over.
All right, why don't we stop that? All right, we got Peter out of jail, about 14 or 15.
That's a good place to start.
That's a good place to start. Get him out of jail. Okay?
All right, dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all the people that are here on the internet, and I thank you for every good report that comes about in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah.